B-Pod Studios.
Tamero, it's Pebbles, it's Melissa. Listen, I love you, Dunkin' Donuts. But when I first heard this, I was a little skeptical. Not going to lie. Dunkin' Donuts has introduced a spicy donut called the Spicy Ghost Pepper Donut.
Yep.
Into the menu. Now,
I love Dunkin', but that just sounds very sketchy.
Yeah, well, ghost peppers are the hottest peppers, you know, one of the hottest peppers in the world.
Right.
And I've never had a donut and thought, if this was spicier, it would be better, you know? But you know, I'm also not crazy donut guy. I'm the guy who would, like, you open a box of donuts, I could smell them and go, okay, I'm good. Close it up.
Yeah.
But Pebbles decided to volunteer and test out.
I did. I tried donut. Out the bread yes, ice cream sandwich. That's right. So I guess I'm the official taste tester of the morning show.
That's true. Last week she tried out the official the ice cream sub and recommended
it. Ice cream sub.
It was very good.
Eventually we do enough of these, we'll just start a restaurant with all the menu items that Pebbles has tasted and approved of. Right now it's one. But so you had the ghost pepper donut, spicy ghost pepper donut yesterday.
Yeah. And I will say, I'm like you, I'm not a huge donut person. Like, I don't, but it was when I went, you know, to get my niece a nice coffee, it was just there. So I was like, let me try it.
Yeah. Now, when you go into Dunkin' Donuts, you can always tell the most popular donuts just by looking at how many are on the little shelf part.
It's usually like glazed chocolate.
Yeah. There's usually just a few glazed,
sprinkles,
few chocolate. And then you see some and you're like, oh, nobody buys those.
Right.
Because it's like, it's just full. It's that. So what did the ghost pepper shelf look like?
Well, I was in the drive-thru.
Oh,
so okay, unfortunately, okay. I didn't get that whole experience.
I'm guessing it was full. I'm guessing they had many available.
No, I'm thinking there are a lot of people like me who are curious about it. Because I like spicy food.
Right.
So my judging a lot of times is based on, is it really spicy? Because a lot of times people say things are spicy and they're not.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
see, I hate spicy food, but for me, it's more about the pepper and donut combination. I just feel like
sweet and hot, that's a good combination.
Yeah, but I don't know, something about peppers and donuts, I just feel like they don't mix.
Yeah. I agree with you. I like spicy and stuff, but just I just don't see that flavor combo satisfying my palate.
Right.
But again,
but you've heard of like chocolate and chili peppers together, like that combination
doesn't
is
do it
pretty
for
popular.
Me either.
Mm. See, I like that.
All right, that's why you tasted this, because you're a much better critic than me. I would go up to it, look at it, and go, nope.
Yeah.
One star. They'd be like, you didn't take a bite. I don't need to. But what
so it's like it's a glazed donut, and then it has like frosting on it that's kind of infused with the, you know, spicy flavor.
The look looks good, because I looked at it and I'm like, damn, that looks like it looks almost like a strawberry type of, so it does look good.
Yes.
But I didn't bite into it.
Yes. I did several times.
Okay.
And it took a minute for it to, because I'm like, this isn't even hot. Because I was expecting, like you said, the ghost peppers.
Like your tongue to fall off.
Yeah. I wanted it to. But I'm tasting, I'm like chewing, and like, it's not even hot. It's not even hot. It started to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it never really got hot.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So for the people who are worried about the spice, they don't need to really worry about it.
I don't think so. Although, if you're a wimp when it comes to spice, you'll think it's, like, gonna kill you.
Okay.
But it's not.
And the flavor was good.
Yeah. I mean, glazed donuts, come on.
Yeah. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 5, how many Ric Flairs do you give it, Pebbles?
How many what?
How many Ric Flairs?
What is Ric
How many Ric Flairs do you give it on a scale of 1 to 5?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Whoa.
And only reason it's not a 5 is because I wanted it a little hotter.
Okay.
So, you know.
Wow. You got to create the Pebbles pepper.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.